right. Hey, this is Kyle from Campus Gains, helping college students build muscle and get lean. And I am super excited to be here with Jordan Syatt. Now, just to tell you a little bit about him, he has a Bachelor's of Science in Health and Behavior Science with a focus in strength and conditioning. He has a certification in precision nutrition. He's been featured in major publications, including CNN, The Huffington Post, Muscle and Fitness, and Men's Fitness. He interned at Westside Barbell, which is known for training some of the strongest people in the world. He's also a five-time world record power lifter, and he's one of the few people in the world who can actually deadlift four times their own body, or at least he did at one point. I'm not sure if he still can, but he's also the founder of Syatt Fitness. And like I said, I'm excited to have him here. Jordan, thank you so much for coming on with me today.
Thank you for having me, man. I appreciate it. That was quite the introduction. I appreciate being here, and I'm excited to chat with you, man.
Well, I figured I'd give you the credit where the credit is due. Absolutely. Now, to kind of help my listeners understand what prompted this, is I came to your site and I was sort of trying to learn a little more about strength and conditioning, because I'm always trying to improve my knowledge and what I can share with my followers. And the thing I came across was the College Student's Guide to Grocery Shopping. And I believe you have it priced on your site for, was it like $2.99 or something like that?
Yeah. I wrote that when I was in college. I wrote that when I was, I think I was a sophomore in college. And I originally gave it away for free. And then I was just playing with it. And it's on Amazon and stuff. And you can get it for like $0.99 or $1.99 or something. And the point wasn't to make money. The point was really to help as many people as possible. And that was my goal, and build my audience. And actually, when I released it in college, I launched it to Amazon and it got over 10,000 downloads in the first week because it was free, which is like a major benefit.
Holy cow. That's actually really amazing. Well,
benefits of giving stuff away for free is if people look at the short term where they're like, they want to make money on a book. But if you give it away for free, you might build a larger audience.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, free information. That's why there's so many YouTube stars. I think I can, if you go on YouTube, you can learn something in about 5 minutes, and then you'll ultimately 100%. Have a following off of that, right? Yeah. Well, let me ask you, okay, this guide, I bet you wrote it because you were probably had some of your own struggles and obstacles with nutrition. Can you talk about what prompted you to write this?
Well, yeah. So I was really fortunate. I got into the whole fitness game at a really young age. I was a wrestler my whole life, and I got my first personal training job when I was 14, which was totally not legal. That shouldn't have happened, but it did. But I was really fortunate in that the people that I started working with were incredible coaches with a science-based background. They weren't just like your normal person trainer. They were the people who were really going beyond to learn and were passionate about coaching. So I sort of was thrust right into the world of science and really research-based opinions. So from a very early age, I was really lucky in that sense that I didn't have to go through a bro phase. But what did happen was, because of wrestling, I did develop a lot of eating disordered habits where I would basically be anorexic in order to make weight. And that sort of carried over into my life for several years. And over time, I figured out how to not only get leaner and get more defined, but also get stronger and build more muscle without having to do all this crazy crash dieting or buying ridiculously expensive supplements, really just figuring out how to manipulate it solely with food and exercise. And by the time I got to college, I was fortunate enough to have really a really solid handle on it and master it. So from there, everyone that I was surrounded by, roommates, friends in classes, whatever, they were struggling with it. So I was like, fuck it, I'll just make this book and give it to them so they can have it.
That's awesome. That's totally awesome. And you know what? I can really understand what you're talking about with the kind of taking the wrong route way in the beginning, because I have a similar story where when I first started getting into nutrition and training, I went the wrong route, decided to get super, super lean, and I just felt miserable. all the time. Just, it wasn't like, when I look back on it now, it totally wasn't worth it. Like I didn't have hardly any muscle on me, and I thought I looked good, but I didn't feel good.
And that's the worst. That's like the worst thing in the world, because you might think you look good, but in the back of your head, you're like, you know, you can't do this for the rest of your life.
Right. Right. And you know, when I looked in your
like people who go to the gym like 3 times a day or spend hours in the gym, and they like, they're eating in a way that is just so unsustainable, in the back of their head, they're like, oh my God, am I going to be able to do this for the rest of my life? And if you're asking that, then the question is no. And that means you need to find something that's more sustainable.
Exactly. Exactly. I couldn't agree with you more. Now, when I was in your book, I watched a video that you made on a dish called shakshuka. Can you pronounce that for me?
Yeah, it's shakshuka. You pronounce it right. Oh man, that video is so old now. Wow.
I figure it was probably old, because it shows you like in your, I'm not sure if you're in a dorm or if you're in like an apartment,
yeah,
or something,
I was in
like college cooking
dorm,
that up. Well, I guess I'm wondering, what are there any other signature dishes that you came up with in your time in college that you just whipped up all the time?
I mean, there were a bunch. I had a bunch that I would use. And unless I'm mistaken, there were definitely a fistful of recipes in that book, The College Student's Guide to Grocery Shopping, that I used. Some of them, like, honestly, one of my favorite ones was chili. It's, like, insanely easy to make. And, like, basically one of the best investments I made in college was a crock pot. So I could just, like, get a crock pot and just toss whatever the fuck I wanted inside of it, veggies, meat, like noodles, whatever I wanted to put inside of it. I put it in there when I leave in the morning, or like before I leave in the morning. And then when I come back later that night after classes and whatever, I just have this ridiculously amazing, tasty crock pot full of whatever I want. And it doesn't take any skill. You just toss whatever you want in, spices, whatever. And like, it just makes it delicious.
I completely agree with that. I've actually got something myself. I basically make like shredded chicken in there. I throw some frozen chicken breast,
yeah,
and then some sauce,
exactly,
and some spices. Yeah, that's so easy. So, okay. Well, I also saw on your site that at one point you did live in a dorm. Now, were you at that point into fitness and trying to still sculpt your body and all that?
So for me, I never really got into a phase of like, I want to sculpt my body. For me, and this is just personal preference, not like one is right or wrong, my main goal throughout my entire life in terms of training has always been performance-based. So when I was wrestling, I wanted to be the best wrestler, and I did really well. And when I did switch to jiu-jitsu, I wanted to be the best in jiu-jitsu. When I switched to powerlifting, I wanted to be the best in powerlifting. So everything for me was always performance-based. So going to the gym, my main goal was always, let's see how much I can lift. And which is funny, because like, I'm the smallest guy. I'm 5'4", 132, but I'm deadlifting 535 pounds, bigger than, like, much more than 200-pound dudes, 250-pound dudes. So it was one of those things where a lot of people, like, were shocked at, like, the shit that I could do, which I love. So for me, I love being lean. I like having abs. I like being, like, athletic. I like being able to deadlift 3 times my body weight and then do a backflip immediately afterwards. Like, for me, that's fun. That's what I like to do. And along with that comes aesthetic gains, like a lot of benefits. I was just never like, hey, I want to like be so fucking huge that I can barely move, you know?
That's a really good point. I know I wasn't necessarily poking at the word sculpt in terms of, I guess, aesthetics, aesthetics, like primarily. I guess when I use the word sculpt, I think of just sort of manipulations in order that cause your body to change in some sort of way. Like you're targeting certain variables in order to change your body. And for you, it's to get stronger, right? In order to reach a certain goal.
And listen, like some people are like, hey, I want to like make my pecs look better. I want to get bigger arms or make my shoulders more defined. And that's totally valid. Everyone's goal is like, no one has a wrong goal. You know, it's just like, I just heard sculpting. I was like, oh no, I wasn't in the gym sculpting. I was more in the gym like trying to be like at a very high level of performance. And what's cool about that is what I found over the years with myself and my clients is the more you train for performance, the more aesthetic benefits you get, rather than whereas if you're only training for aesthetics, a lot of times the performance benefits don't come with it. So by sort of having the base of performance and then you can have the accessory of aesthetics, you can really get the best of both worlds.
That is such a great piece of advice, because I've seen that. I've actually had guys messaging me personally and asking me, hey, I want to look this certain way. I don't care if I get stronger. That just sounds so weird for someone to say.
Yeah. I mean, it's mostly just ignorance in terms of like, they don't understand what getting stronger will do for them. And the reality is getting stronger is going to help you build more muscle, and getting stronger is going to help you burn more fat, because the more muscle you add, the more fat you're going to burn at rest. Like, there's so much benefit that comes to gaining strength that people don't realize. And it's so funny, because a lot of these same people will say, listen, I don't want to look like a bodybuilder. I don't want to look like Arnold, but I do want to like be lean and have more muscle. And I'm like, okay, so like, you want to be athletic looking? And like, yeah. Okay. So if you want to be athletic looking, you got to train like an athlete. Like, that's how it's built. Like, you know, if you look at, for example, the best sprinters in the world who are jacked out of their mind, lean as hell, or gymnasts, for example, who are also insanely muscular, very lean, mobile, flexible, powerful. These people aren't going to the gym, and like, the first move they do is not bench press, and the first move they do is not barbell curls, right? And it's not like you can't do those your first move, and I have done those in many programs, but the overall training that they're doing is not based in isolation movements like curls or like cable crossovers. That's like, that if that takes up any part of their training, it's 0.01%.
Yeah, man, that's such an excellent point. Yeah, in order to kind of achieve that elite level of fitness, you know, those people aren't doing what the average workout program is that most people are using, right?
100%. Exactly. And if you're going to the gym and sort of like not sure what you're doing, and you just go straight to do curls, or you go straight to do bench, or go straight to even just like you go straight to do leg press because you feel like leg press is something you're supposed to do rather than having a legit plan that is periodized and progressive, then you need to make a change. And it doesn't mean like you have to become an expert in strength and conditioning, but it does mean you should probably find someone who is, like yourself, and like let you help them.
That's a great point. Well, let me ask you this. Say you're back to where you were in college and you were like living in a dorm. What advice would you give to yourself at that point, having just getting started and you wanted to take off on this journey again, making as few mistakes as possible?
The biggest thing that I would say, number one, is whether you realize it or not, when you're in college, you have the, like, I'm going to preface this. I'm 25. I'm very recently out of college. I'm not like a 45, 50, 60. I'm 25. I was just in college a couple years ago. I already have, like, I built my business while I was in college. That's why I'm on the phone with you now. So like, just keep, I want to make that clear, because a lot of people feel disconnected when like you're talking to like a 35-year-old or whatever. It's like, I was just in college a couple years ago. So the major thing that I would say is, when you're in college, whether you realize it or not, you have more time now than you will ever have in your entire life. If you are taking naps during the day at all, that like, and if you, it's like, if you think like, no, you're not, like, if you have any naps, you're definitely like, you're not gonna be able to do that when you get out of college. If you're like waking up at like 10 a.m., 11 a.m. or whatever, if you're like sleeping in on the weekends, like, there's so many things you take for granted in college. And when you get out, you're like, holy fuck, I didn't realize how much time I actually had. So that's number one. If you're like, you feel like you don't have time, trust me, you will never have more time than you right now. Number two is the actual training strategy that, if I could go back, that I would really focus on is, I would have a equal emphasis and maybe a little bit more emphasis on actually building muscle, because the health benefits and the performance benefits of actually having more muscle on your body are tremendous, and they go far above and beyond what I can even begin to express. But just from the fact that as you get older, it gets harder to build muscle. Like, if you're 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, you're in your prime for building muscle, and you should take advantage of it right now, big time, because the more muscle you have, the more fat you're going to burn, the easier it's going to be to do everything that you want to do. So it's like, well, my main focus was strength, and it was mostly because I was performing at a high level in powerlifting. It made sense what I did. What I would do if I went back and I wasn't competing and I was really just doing this to look better naked and to whatever, is focus on building a shit ton of muscle.
That's so cool that you say that. I mean, because that is kind of contrary to what every other college kid thinks, because, you know, they're all just trying to get drunk and get laid. And I mean, there's nothing wrong with that, but at the same time, you do have to think a little further into the head, into the future. And what I like what you said about the time is that seems to be a common complaint among college students, that they don't have enough time. Whereas I typically like to switch that around and kind of advise them, no, you don't have the right priorities. Right.
100%. And I'll be honest, like, I agree with you. If they don't have enough time, they don't have the right priorities. That being said, I never say that just because, like, for example, if I said to you, listen, your priorities aren't straight, you'd probably be like, go fuck yourself. People just don't like to be told that, right? So it's like people don't like to be told that. And like, anytime you try and tell someone that they're doing something wrong, even if they know it, they'll get defensive and say, well, not fuck you, because that's human nature. They'll get defensive. So basically, I don't have an argument about it. These people know that, like, they're either, if they're taking naps, if they're waking up late, if they're like going out to dinner, starting at 5 and starting to drink, they're like, then you guys know that you're not spending your time as efficiently as you could. And like, that's totally up to you. Like, whether or not you build muscle or you do whatever is really no water off my back, but you can be honest with yourself or not and say, okay, you know what? Instead of starting to drink at 5, maybe I'll work out from 5 to 7 and then I'll start drinking at 7:30. Like, that's up to you. And you know what you can do or not.
Exactly. I mean, there's no, you know, when it comes to anything in life, and like you said, like, you'll be surprised that you don't even have enough time to take a nap now. I'm already at that point. But when it comes to anything, you got to make a few sacrifices in order to make room for the next big goal, whatever it is.
100%, man. And you know, like, you're building a business in college, just like I did. I literally, when I was in college for the last 2 years, I would wake up at 3:57 a.m. every day, Monday through Friday, because my buddy Sean, we were both competitive to see who could do more work. So we like would see who would wake up earlier, and we'd wake up and text the other person to see who woke up earlier. He started waking up at 4, so I woke up at 3:57 to make sure that I would beat him. It's like, and these were all ways we would use to be who could get the most out of their day. So if I was waking up at 3:57 and my first class wasn't till 8, I was getting at least 3 hours of my own work in, whether it was training or writing a business or whatever, before most kids were even up.
That is incredible. That seriously is. And just full transparency, I am not currently in college. I just got out about 6 months ago from getting my master's degree. So I've been in college a long time. Well, thank you. Thank you very much. But I just started up this business because I just love connecting with college students, to be honest. That I feel like anytime I'm there, like, those are my people. And I love talking to them. So, but yeah, besides that, I think we covered a lot of good stuff right now. And I'm not sure I want to try to pack any more in, unless you have any sort of last piece of diet advice you want to give to college students, something that you think is a big crux of the whole thing.
I'm going to say two major things. Number one is this: if you're trying to gain weight, but you aren't gaining weight, you're not eating enough. Period, end of story. Now, you might say, oh my God, I'm eating so much. I promise you're not. And the reality is, like, if you keep track of what you're actually eating on a daily basis, let's say you go to footlong sub, you might eat the whole sub, but what did you eat before that? And what did you eat after that? Like, track it, actually write down everything you eat throughout the day. If you're trying to gain weight and you're not gaining weight, you're just not eating enough. You're not like a hard gainer. It's not anything. It's literally, you're just sort of being a bitch about it and you're not eating enough, period. Like, eat more food. Have like peanut butter and jelly if you want. Have a protein shake before every meal and don't reduce your meal size. Like, just eat more. Number two, and this is probably even more important than that one, because I think this actually plays into it. A lot of people say they want to gain weight, but then as soon as they start to see their abs go away, they stop. And then they stop eating so much. And then they complain that they can't gain weight, when in reality, it's like, no, you just stopped eating because your abs started going away. And the one thing that I would say and make very clear, and this goes along with, I like go back and put on as much muscle as possible, is don't worry about having abs right now. Having abs is like, I'm not saying get fat. I'm not saying have a gut. What I am saying is, if you really want to be fucking like jacked and have a shit ton of muscle, spending a year, 2 years, 3 years without necessarily the most ripped and shredded
and just focusing on just like eating and fueling your muscle gains is going to be the most beneficial thing you can do for the rest of your life. Number one, girls don't care if you have abs or not. There are plenty of dudes who are outrageously overweight who hook up with the hottest girls of all time. It has nothing to do with whether or not you have abs. In fact, like most women I've talked to outright say they'd rather you don't have like outrageously shredded abs because number one, it might make them feel self-conscious. And number two, a lot of times they think that it means that you're too focused on yourself. That's aside from the point. Point being, if you want to get really fucking huge and put on a shit ton of muscle, having 10, 12, 13% body fat, allowing you to eat more will be more beneficial than trying to stay 6, 7, 8% body fat and being in a deficit too much. So don't worry about having abs. Just fucking eat and lift heavy shit. Put on a lot of muscle. If you want to have abs when you're like 25, 26, 27, 28, whatever, by all means, you have plenty of time. But like for now, just fucking get huge.
That is some awesome advice. You may have probably alienated 50% of my listeners, but I'm sure that someone out there is going to agree with that. I mean, that's kind of like, I think of that as like the typical power lifter mentality. Just like you do exactly what you need to do to get as strong as fucking possible.
Yeah, exactly. And listen, like the whole thing is like, I'm totally cool alienating people. If people agree or disagree with me, that's fine. But what I guarantee is going on is for anybody who's listening is it's making them think and rethink what they've been doing. And like, that's all I want. Like, I'm not trying to like convince you or try and like say what you're doing right now is stupid. You can do whatever you want. You're an adult. That's your choice. What I am saying is from my years of experience working with thousands of clients, you will get better results and be happier long-term. You spend the next year, 2 years, 3 years building an outrageous amount of muscle and you get out of college at 22, let's say you're still fucking young as hell, 22, and then you can do whatever you want because you're going to have less time anyway, so you might as well get shredded. So it's like, there's so much time. It's like, don't get so caught up in like you're 19, 20, 21 and be like, oh my God, I need to have shredded abs right now. It's like, no one cares.
I love that. I love that. Well, I think that's all the questions I have for now. At least I don't want to try to shove any more into this interview because I think you just gave away a whole lot of great information that everybody's just going to love to hear. So, Jordan, thank you so much for doing this. I really appreciate you taking the time to talk with me today.
Dude, it's my pleasure, man. Thank you for having me. And yeah, if you guys ever need anything, if you need to like find me, you can go to my Instagram, Syatt Fitness, S-Y-A-T-T Fitness, and I answer every question, every DM. So whatever you want, let me know.
That sounds great. Also, Syatt, Jordan has a bunch of great products and programs over at his site too. So I think you should definitely check those out and, you know, see if maybe you want to sign up for coaching or something if you have any available spots. Are you still doing coaching?
I still do coaching. What I will say though is, especially when I do calls like this, I will never encourage anyone to buy anything from me. I have to earn your trust. So go to my website, syattfitness.com, go to my Instagram, go to my Facebook. I have a shit ton of free content. Go look at my free content. Decide if you think I might be a good fit for you. Don't just blindly go in and be like, I'll buy something from you, because I don't want your money unless you're 100% sure that you would actually even do what I tell you to do. So go to my stuff, consume my free content, enjoy it, use it, get better. And if you decide you might want to work with me, shoot me an email.
Completely transparent and genuine. My, you're like the perfect person. I can't even get over this right now.
Well, I'm only 5'4", so I wouldn't say I'm perfect, but
well, again, thank you so much, Jordan. I really appreciate it. Take care, man. Thanks so much.
Have a good one, man.